It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to a... What day is it, Scooter?
Friday! Woohoo!
Friday. Feels like a Monday, I'm not going to lie. Being off on the last 2 days. Bats were rained out yesterday. I could have done a show.
You could have.
But nobody told me they were rained out. And I had golf plans. So, Welcome to the show. It is Friday, April 19th. M&M Cartage Hotline is open, 502-384-1450, 384-1450. Or you can hit me up on the text line, 502-414-1450, the Thornton's text line. Don't forget, sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. All fountain drinks and fizz freeze 32 ounce or smaller. That's not me. That's not Scooter. That's our guest today. Feels like a guest, even though he's a part-time co-host. He's like Ed McMahon. Young people don't know who that. Young people don't know who that is. But you can get your 32-ounce fountain drink or fizz freeze just 89 cents at all area Thornton's locations. Which Ed doesn't play that game. He goes 44 ounces every time. He doesn't care. When you're independently wealthy, Scooch, you can go 44 ounces.
Oh,
you don't have to stay in the 89-cent parameter.
Well, normally it would be $1.39 for the 44-ouncer.
However.
But I take that cup back as many times as I can. It's only 94 cents.
It's a leak in it. Well, you really – I'm just kidding. I mean, you take it back so often that it's worn – the Coca-Cola acid has worn through it at this point. Ed Peek joins me in studio. It's been a while, my friend. Tony Burke had an eight-show streak going there.
Eight straight shows.
Wow. So it's not that we're putting you off. It's just that we don't have room in this studio for a couple of guys as big as us and Tony.
Well, doesn't Tony live pretty close?
He lives 2 minutes away.
2 minutes.
Hikes Point boy.
I'm about 8 to 10, so.
Here at the Evangel School.
Yes. They are in session today, and
so Thornton's text line, 414-1450, 15 days until Derby 150. Ed, do you have a horse yet?
Yes.
Oh, this just got interesting.
But I have five?
There's five, only 20.
The other 15
it's
are.
It's like saying, who's going to win the World Series? Well, I got the Dodgers and the Braves and the Astros and the Rangers. Yeah, I got five.
Okay, I'm going to let you in on a scoop here.
All right.
Filling in for E.J. Clark on one of his, he usually has a Derby.
E.J. was on today, right?
He was, yeah.
Great guy. Good. Knows horse racing better than anybody around
here. It makes Scooter's day long, though.
It does.
Oh, does it?
He's got to produce Nick and T.J. from 7 to 9, then E.J. from 9 to 11.
Yep.
And then Matt, and then me.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was on from
Fridays are busy. It's only on Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
okay.
Sitting over there with a catheter on right now because he's not allowed to leave that studio.
Anyway, he usually does this presentation to a group of tourists on the Belle of Louisville. They go down to the wharf at 9 o'clock on Derby Day, and it's on Derby Day at 9 a.m., and they go out on the river for an hour and a half and just ride around, and EJ, they have EJ break down the race and this, and then they have, takes questions. Well, EJ can't do it this year.
Who's filling in?
And I know the guy really well. He asked if I would fill in, and I jumped at it. I thought, man, this is really a neat thing to be able to do, and I'm honored that he asked me. There's a heck of a lot more people around here that know racing a heck of a lot more than I do.
Better brush up, Ed.
Well,
yeah, this is serious now.
I've been preparing for about a month now. I do have.
Well, now I will listen to your 5 out of 20 horses.
That changes things.
That does change things.
Well, and to be honest with you, it's like anything else. I come up with a lot of my opinions on what I have read and what I am reading. And then I try to, two big days for me before the Derby. One is the draw, which really is overrated. D. Wayne Lucas told or a group of us one time. He says, it's X amount of feet from the 20 pole, the 20 hole to the rail. He said, it's not that big a deal. Now, yeah. I don't know if has anyone won from the 20th pole? I have it in my notes at home.
Did Big Brown?
Might have been. I think you're right.
The only one.
So it's not impossible.
See, I do research too, Scoot.
And I had a friend of mine who I would say an excellent hand. Two of them, they're excellent handicappers. They said, "All right, here's the break. Now listen up. 5% is the jockey. 5% is the trip. 5% is the trainer, and the other 85% is the horse."
That's a big chunk.
And that's a big chunk. And in a race like the Derby, you better be ready because there'll be a lot of other good horses in there with you.
By the way, Rich Strike won in 2022 from the 20 post.
It was only
the second time ever.
Rich Strike, okay.
The Big Brown was the other one.
17's the only post that hasn't produced a winner.
Hmm.
And the post draw is Saturday. We were just talking about this,
well,
which is usually not the case.
Right. And I think the reason
it's
being.
It's a week before. Usually it's, well, what, the Wednesday before?
It's usually the Tuesday. I'm sorry. Last year it was on Monday, I think.
Okay.
It used to be
they
on
keep
Tuesday.
Keep moving it back.
And years ago.
Why Saturday?
It was Wednesday. It used to be Wednesday. And then it was moved to Tuesday. And then, well, here's the deal, I think. And this is just, excuse me. Here's the reason is. They are. You can now purchase a Derby, 150th Derby program, which I'm sure is going to cost about $20 or whatever.
Sure. I could be wrong.
You can actually send an order in, and they'll have it on your door Thursday.
Ah.
So that's probably why. And that's
because you got to print them.
They're saying anywhere, you know, anywhere in the United States, anywhere globally, that you can get a or X number of Derby programs.
China?
As far as I know.
North Korea?
As far as I know.
No,
I don't
shot.
Think so.
No.
Now in Dubai.
Yeah,
French.
Janet
French.
Dubois can get one.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk horses since you're in here, and Tony and I aren't going to talk horses. So since you're in here, your top five. And well, obviously Sierra Leone.
That would be one, yeah.
Fierceness.
That might be my top one, but yes.
Now, I've got...
Chad Brown, right?
I've got some scuttlebutt from a friend who knows some things that loves Catching Freedom.
That's me.
Loves Catching
Freedom. I'm the guy.
Is that Brad Cox?
No, it was not you.
Is that Brad Cox's horse?
Again, I don't do research on this show. Stronghold?
Uh-uh.
Resilience?
Yeah.
All right, who's your other one? Give me your other one.
Hold on. I'm. You caught me with my... You caught me with my unguarded.
Hey, we've been talking horses for 10 minutes, and I caught him off guard asking what his fifth. He said I have five, and then when I asked what his fifth one was, I caught him off guard.
I'm going to go over here and find out.
It's all right.
But
according to the leaderboard right now, as far as Derby points, qualifying points, Sierra Leone is number one, Fierceness number two, Catching Freedom and Stronghold, both with 125 points. So.
Leone, John. Leone.
Did I say Leone?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the movie? Is the movie Leone? The Humphrey Bogart movie? It's Sierra Leone. Yeah, Leone. Scooter. Why am I asking Scooter about movies?
I don't know why you're looking towards me.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Forever Young.
Forever Young is the Japanese horse has 100 points. So
a friend of
in the top seven there.
A handicapper.
Joey One Ear's brother. Gave me Catching Freedom, I think. Or maybe that was Scooter. Maybe he gave me Stronghold.
Never count on a horse from overseas.
I'm going to text him during the break and ask him what his.
Catching Freedom's my horse, for sure.
Never count on a horse from
will you
overseas.
Will you be there Oaks Day as well?
I hope so. I think so.
I hate to ask if you have an Oaks horse because I don't even have the list in front of me right now.
I don't. I'm so
we're
tied
2 weeks
down.
Away from the Kentucky Oaks.
And I'm sure it'll be an outstanding race.
This thing sneaks up on us every year. And I think with all the coaching turnover in college basketball in this area, it's really sneaking up on us this year.
We talked about
that. I can't believe Thunder's tomorrow. I know it's 2 weeks before the Derby every year. I get it. But it actually snuck up on me.
We talked about that off air. Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, we're going to talk about it on air here.
Western, Moorhead, Murray, all –
I was surprised that Coach Lutz left Western after 1 year.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Who gets the Moorhead job? Have they hired?
I don't think they've hired yet. That could be a decent
Scott
job.
Scott Padgett. Scott Padgett would, I would think, after he went to Samford and he was okay, then to Mississippi State as assistant, has done a great job there as an assistant at Mississippi State. Well respected in the state of Kentucky. I think it'd be a good hire for Moorhead State.
Were you surprised? Let's just jump right into the boiling pot. Were you surprised that John Calipari left?
Everybody was surprised. And think about this. What's the narrative if Kentucky beats Oakland or St. Peter's? Is he still here?
I don't know.
Is he still here? I think
if he beats.
If they get to the Sweet 16 one of those 2 years.
If he beat Oakland, he might still be here.
Now, I think he would have had to follow it up with a win to get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
But if you get to the Sweet 16, they were a 2 seed when they lost to St. Peter's, a 3 seed when they lost to Oakland. So you're supposed to get to at least the Sweet 16 when you're a 2 seed or a 3 seed. If he doesn't one of those 2 times, is he still the coach of Kentucky?
And I thought all year Kentucky was a flawed team. They were terrible.
Offensively, they were great.
Terribly inconsistent.
Terribly defensive. Terrible defense.
If you can't at least try to guard somebody. Now, what happened at Auburn? I mean, they held Auburn to 50-something points. Yeah. Well, Auburn.
And they won at Tennessee in the last regular season game.
Yeah.
On the road in Knoxville the number 2 seed at stake. Yeah. I mean, Tennessee had already locked up the 1. But the 2 seed was at stake there.
It doesn't make
a lot of sense. If they lose that game, they're a 5 in the SEC tournament, which might have actually ended up being better.
That's true. Who beat them?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State?
Or was it A&M? It was A&M.
It was A&M. Now, I can believe anything that A&M does. They're well coached.
Yeah.
They have.
So, to answer your original question, I think the whole state was surprised when John Calipari said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give $33 million back to this university and say thank you very much and go on my way. That is, I don't care how much money you got. That is a lot of money to just say, just keep it. I'll go somewhere else.
Well, obviously.
I mean, you almost make them fire you.
He doesn't need money, obviously, or you couldn't turn that.
He obviously doesn't need money. No. I mean, but. Now Arkansas, Kenny Payne, it was announced yesterday, boy, big day yesterday while I was not here.
Yes, it was a big day. Yes.
Kenny Payne will be the associate head coach at Arkansas.
He
was also offered to come back to Kentucky by Mark Pope, which is very interesting.
Well,
very interesting. I don't think I think he wanted to get out of this state at this point. Probably
right.
Best to get out of state, whether he was going to go back to the NBA or going to take an assistant's job somewhere. Are you surprised Cal would bring him back?
Not at all. Not an ounce. Not at all. Matter of fact, I thought that's where.
It was a great.
Once he went to Arkansas, I thought he would.
When he left Kentucky.
Yes.
Things changed.
Yes. Yes.
And not for the better. So I think Cal
needs to get John Robick back too.
I don't think that happens. No. I mean, he swallowed his pride a little bit to bring Kenny Payne back. He doesn't swallow that pride very often.
No. Well, the one thing he did say, John, after he left, he goes, it's time for a new voice in this chair.
And he said when he came to the job, it was a 10-year job, and he stayed 15.
15, yeah. Well,
so
it's so different now. When he took the job, what was that, 2010 or 2009? But anyway.
2010. Yeah, the first team.
It is so different now. It is so
different. Well, it's a business now it was a business then, but it was more of a student athlete. It was more of a collegiate atmosphere. It's almost professional basketball now.
And the thing that really angers me, and I'm really down on college sports. I sound like Debbie Downer here or something today. So.
What do you mean today?
The nil has just absolutely destroyed college basketball.
It's not going back.
Okay. No.
I heard somebody on another show complaining about it today, saying it's ruined college basketball. Look, guys are staying in school longer. To me, that's a positive.
That's good.
Because they're getting NIL money. They're staying instead of leaving. I think the transfer portal, in my opinion, is much worse than NIL. Transfer portal is, if you're unhappy, you'd leave. You don't have to go through things anymore. If you're unhappy, I'll just go somewhere else. I won't deal with this adversity. I'll just move on. And to me, that is worse.
But kids
are getting paid. They're staying in school longer. The tournament, with Louisville not in it and Kentucky out in the first round and Indiana not in it, it was a very exciting tournament. The tournament, that 3 weeks hasn't changed at all. Maybe it's gotten better. And you've got better players who are staying in school maybe an extra year longer because they're getting NIL money. Caitlin Clark's going to make $76,000 next year. She's going to make $10 million, as Scooter pointed out, in endorsements. And who knows how much she made this past year. I'd love to see her tax forms. It was unbelievable. State Farm and who else, Scooter, did Caitlin Clark have? Anybody
Gatorade.
That wanted it was, yeah, Gatorade. Unbelievable. So some of these kids are making more money in college than they're going to make in their first couple of years of professional basketball. I know the women's game's different. And $76,000, it sounds awful. My wife yelled at me this morning. Can you believe she's only making seven? I said, it's not my fault. Dear. Could she? Really not my fault.
What do you make of her boyfriend? It's the coach's son.
I don't think about
Connor McCray.
Connor McCray.
I don't think about that. It doesn't keep me awake one second at night.
And didn't he have some problems where
he left the program for a short period of time? Yeah. One of those McCaffrey. Might have been Billy.
Who the hell's Billy?
Huh?
Who the hell's Billy?
Little Billy McCaffrey?
He got me.
Maybe it was Scooter McCaffrey. I don't remember. There's been two or three of those coaches' sons go through that program. But no, I don't care about who her boyfriend is.
She's just up the road.
Do you care that Tim McGraw was in Indianapolis last night and wore a Caitlin Clark jersey during his concert?
Well, I think that's neat.
That was good
for him.
He got a whole lot of extra applause that night, I can tell you that. A
lot more breathing room on his torso than his legs.
Well, you know, he can get away with wearing the Caitlin Clark jersey. I can't get away with that. That's not a good look for me.
Nor can I.
All right, we got a lot to talk about. I mentioned a lot going on yesterday around here in college basketball. Reed Shepard, Kenny Payne, Ali Khalifa, some of the few names that we're going to mention here. NBA play-ins tonight. Loser leave town, two games tonight. We'll talk about that. The NFL draft is 6 days away. How many quarterbacks go in the first round? And the UofL spring football game is tonight. Indiana's was last night. Maybe Scooter paid attention. We'll find out during the break. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Ed Peek, Scooter Dingus. Here with you on this Friday. Don't forget the Big X Golf Card is back. This year's card features Park Mammoth, Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Wooded View, Taylorsville Country Club, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com, or you can call 812-725-1457.
I was out of Wooded View yesterday. I was in great shape, despite all the rain we've gotten.
And you were 1-4, I believe you told me.
Yeah, and I won't
tell you. And we won't tell you what happened the last 14 holes.
I won't tell you my final score. Yeah.
I played at Hidden Creek yesterday. My back cinched up on 7, and I made it through 12, and I just couldn't go anymore.
You were going to shoot a career best, too.
I was. I was playing, for me, I was playing very well.
Yeah.
But I sat in the cart for the next 6 holes. And I had a couple of adult beverages.
That's not so bad.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
By the way, my grandson was supposed to go to the zoo today.
Oh, bomb threat.
Bomb threat. Who bomb threats a zoo?
They think it was a hoax, but.
Well, hopefully, no, there was no explosion at the zoo. I'm not sure he even got there. He was excited too, man. He's 5.
Was it
sack
like
lunch.
Field trip.
Field trip. Yeah. School field trip. A lot of school field trips today. This is a big school field trip day, Friday. You know, you're a few weeks from being out of school for the summer.
Well, the zoo reopened at noon. but I bet they still didn't go, right?
Yeah, he was supposed to be there. Their bus was leaving at 9. Hmm. So I don't know if the bomb threat came at 8:37. I don't know if they got a hold of these schools and said, don't come. I don't know. We'll do it another day.
But, that's a shame. Very, very much.
You know, what's wrong with people?
Yeah. We could take a whole
that's
show.
That's the new name of the show. What's wrong with people?
But getting back to you.
Good Lord.
You both had a question.
All right. Before we go here, before we get anywhere else, the Bachelor rained out yesterday. They've lost the first two games to the Cubs, or the last two games to the Cubs, 8-7 in Iowa, 8-7 and 4-3. Tonight, doubleheader starts at 5:28. So I guess Nick will be on about 5-ish for the doubleheader pregame tonight. Right, Scoot?
5:08, yep.
5:08 for the doubleheader pregame, Bats and Iowa. By the way, why aren't the Bats at home on Thunder? They're always home on Thunder so that you can go to the game. You have a mid-afternoon game on Saturday, and you can watch the planes and hang around and watch Thunder.
Well,
Ed, what's going
on?
I'll
tell you.
I know there's a women's soccer game tomorrow
that doesn't affect them at all. But
during the air show.
You're allowed to, I think it's either 4 or 5 dates that you want to be locked into.
At home, yeah.
Right. And I think that they couldn't get the 4th or the 5th date, whatever. That's usually, that would be the case. Now, that's off the top of my head.
Blows my mind because
I haven't talked to Greg Gallietta about it.
I've been to Bats games on Thunder. It's really cool. You're watching baseball. Oh, look at there. There's a World War II bomber going over. There's planes above the stadium doing loop-de-loops or whatever they really call them. I don't know what they call them. I call them loop-de-loops.
I think that's the official name.
It's it's in the written. Trying to say.
Now you can still go to Slugger Field tomorrow.
You can and pay a fee and get in there and watch.
And pay and you'll have
sessions. You got bathrooms.
You
and
got
sessions. So.
Right, right.
But I always like a ball game. U of L spring game is tonight. Ed said he will not be there.
No.
Here's what the spring game is for. The spring game is not about football. It's not about scoring, defending. Who's our better players? Who's our quarterback going to be? What kind of defense are we going to have? It is about the recruits that are going to come in for the spring game. This is what it's about, right? It's a recruiting tool. Indiana had one last night. Kurt Cignetti was happy, but it's all about getting guys on campus that you want to come to your school. And Louisville is going to have quite a few high school juniors and seniors on campus tonight. Or not on campus, but at the LNN Stadium tonight, 7 o'clock if you're looking for something to do for the spring game. But you won't be there.
No.
I won't either. I've got to go to a church function with my wife.
Now, I'm wondering why the running back who was in the portal, came to Louisville, Penny Boone went through most of.
Mid-American Conference Offensive Player of the Year last year.
And now he's back in the portal.
He put something on Instagram that just basically said, I'm not going to play second fiddle to anybody. He's a little too full of himself, I think. This might be addition by subtraction for Jeff Brom, because he came in, obviously thought he was going to be the number one running back. You go through spring ball, and all of a sudden you're not, or you're in a fight for it. This is what I've talked about the portal, Ed. You're in a fight for the number one spot. You don't want to fight. You want it to be handed to you, some of these.
Who would be the number one running?
I don't know.
I can't even tell
but
you.
But to me, this is a good thing.
Right.
If I'm a Louisville fan, I'm like, he's really good, and he couldn't be the number one running back? I feel pretty good about that.
Now, I've heard other talk show host is, oh, my gosh, we won't have a running back.
I will talk to Chicken Little, but I don't believe this guy is falling.
No, I don't believe it's falling.
It's going to be okay.
You know Chicken Little?
I've been called Chicken Little. I'm not going to go into that story.
Oh, no. Let's
all right, back to the Derby 150. Just texting my buddy, Joey One Ear's relative. I'm not going to say who it is. Joey One Ear's relative.
You're all's group of friends.
And
that's the
funniest horse he gave us is Sierra Leone. That's the one he gave us. He's all in. And I know the Bluegrass was a very good performance. Ed, you're saying to me, don't put all your eggs into the Bluegrass basket, right?
Right. Catching Freedom at 8-1 right now. Brad Cox, Flavian Pratt is the jockey, first in the Louisiana Derby, and you know what I like about him? He is a late runner.
That's perfect. And, the Derby, but and you got to get through 20 horses.
We got to get
through. That's the trouble.
Now, I'm sure, and Brad Cox has been around for a bit now.
He knows what's going
on. He knows what's going on, exactly. He also has another horse called Just a Touch, and guess who that horse is out of? Justify. So I think he's got a...
I would have guessed that, by the way.
Okay. I think he's got a shot that maybe you could maybe do a double on that or a...
Is Budweiser one of our sponsors, Scooter?
No.
Is he your Bud Long Shot?
No, he's not my Bud.
Is he your Mick Ultra Bud Long Shot? Oh, boy, I'm looking for some free beer. I like Mick Ultra.
Oh,
okay. Is he your Mick Ultra Long Shot today?
I'm not a Mick Ultra.
I'm not asking you.
Oh, okay.
Who you like? I'm asking you which horse you like as a long shot.
Oh, as a long shot?
And I'll call it the Michelob Ultra Long Shot. Come on, man.
A long shot. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Honor Marie.
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm trying here.
Nope.
I'm trying to yank it. All right, let's go back to college basketball because a lot of things happened yesterday. What do you make of Ali Khalifa? 7-footer. Passing big man, likes to play out on the perimeter. He's had some knee issues. Apparently, it was between Kentucky and Louisville. And a BYU guy, by the way, played for Mark Pope the last couple of years. Or last year. He played 2 years elsewhere, 1 year at BYU. Now he's in the portal again. And he's going to redshirt next year to get his knee fully healthy. I saw him live last year. I saw him in person. You could tell he was not 100%. Going up and down the floor, slow getting up and down the floor. The knee brace probably weighed as much as half of his body weight. The thing was huge. Played a lot at the top of the key, free throw line extended. Again, terrific passer from that high post spot. Shot a few threes in the Bellarmine game. Didn't appear to be a three-point shooter to me. And, again, 7-footer who's not playing down low. And you got to sit him for a year. What makes this attractive? He'll be a redshirt senior, not next year, but the year after.
Now, this question was posed on another show on this radio station yesterday.
I think I can guess which show, but go ahead.
Does he get no money for redshirting?
During his year off? Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess a little bit at least. Yeah.
That is a really good question.
If you want him to come, I don't think these guys now that transfer that are going to eventually be starters, just starters, I don't think they come unless you're going to give guarantee to somebody.
I agree.
You know, they're not coming. If school A is going to give me $10,000 and school B is not going to give me anything because I'm sitting out a year, then I'm going to school A. I think it's plain and simple. It's a business now for a lot of these guys.
Both Louisville and Kentucky have a lot of work to do between now and October getting their rosters together.
The question I would ask about Ali Khalifa is why wouldn't he follow Mark Pope? If Kentucky wanted him, and all indications are he was down to Kentucky and Louisville, which tells me Kentucky had made him an offer. If they really wanted him and he played under Mark Pope, knew what he was going to be getting at Kentucky, how did he get away from Kentucky? That's the question I pose. Did they really not want him? Did he not get along with Mark Pope? And he said, that's not the place for me? I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. I'd love to know the answer to that question. Why would you not follow your coach to a place like Kentucky and instead go elsewhere, whether it's Louisville or anywhere else? I don't care where it is. Why would you go elsewhere?
I have no idea.
Why I brought you in here for, to have an idea.
I have no idea. I have no idea about a lot of these guys that decide to just all of a sudden, you know, and here's I was thinking about this the other day. College basketball now, the big Power Fives, the Kentuckys, the Louisvilles, the Indianas, the Alabamas, the UCLAs, the Syracuse.
Alabama.
Final Four.
Go ahead.
UConn.
By the way, Stephon Castle going pro. Scooter, did you see that today?
I did. Yeah, that was expected.
They will not win three in a row.
I don't know, man.
They will not win.
I'm with Ed.
If they do,
did you think they were going to win two in a row coming into this year?
Well, after I saw them play early in the year, I did. I thought, man.
Well, you haven't seen them play early in the year next year.
No, not yet.
I'm with Ed.
All right, but go ahead.
No three straight.
So you talk about all these schools.
You're relying on, now, I hear this all the time. I hear Power 5 and I hear Power 6. Is it five or is it six?
It's six in basketball. It's five in football because there's no Big East football.
These poor guys in the Mountain West and the lower tier teams in what was the Pac-12, which is no longer around, and the Big 12.
Yeah, you're right. It'll be the Power 5 next year.
All right.
It'll be a Big 12.
These bigger schools are using these as kind of, that's our AAA. If one guy's coming out, why don't he come to our place? It's like AAA baseball.
It's the recruiting way to go now. Instead of getting a 18, 17-year-old that hasn't played any college basketball, why would you not go to Toledo or Bowling Green University or Utah State, which I think Kentucky might be getting a guy from Utah State. At least they're going to be looking at him here. Why would you not go there and get an experienced guy that you've seen play college basketball that is a grown man?
I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's a new way to do it.
But I think the Power 5 is positioning itself to pull away from these.
Oh, make themselves guys. An entire different league.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And they're going to use.
It's going to happen in football first.
They're going to use these other teams as kind of feeders to them.
And it's going to happen in football first.
Which is a shame.
Well, you're right.
In my opinion.
I don't know.
I'm old school. How many times have I said
you're
that?
You're a train guy. You love trains.
Love them.
I don't know how you stop this train. I mean, I really don't. I don't know how you slow this down. This is, especially in football, this is going to happen. You're going to have 40 to 50 schools that are going to be, it's going to be like the Premier League, right? You're going to have teams relegated. Vanderbilt's going to get relegated to the bottom. And if they win enough games at the bottom, then they'll come back up, and somebody who didn't win enough games as part of the top 40 teams will go back down. And that's what's going to end up happening. And it sounds crazy to Americans. It sounds crazy that this is a possibility. But I do believe in the future they are going to take the view of European soccer, and teams are going to be relegated.
Well, have you noticed that Jeff Walls, the Louisville women's coach, has gone the other route this year a little bit? He has gone more with the higher-rated recruits. He's gotten three or four, and it didn't work out last year. They weren't the same Louisville-type team. Now, this year, he's gone with the high school recruits. He's gotten a couple of pros, daughters, to come in, and I can't think of the two. I'm sorry. My memory is... Who am I? Where am I?
Ed, somebody get Ed his medicine. Scooter, you got Ed's medicine? Texter says, hey, Chicken Little. Okay. International students, Ali Khalifa from Egypt, I believe, are limited with NIL.
Now, how can that be?
I mean, it was the same with Zach Edey. He couldn't get NIL.
Edey couldn't get NIL? Yeah.
He's from Canada.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. I think what a ridiculous loophole in the system, by the way.
Why should that have a...
It shouldn't have anything to do with it. You're right.
But it was the same thing with Oscar Tshiebwe. He couldn't get any of it either.
I remember that. Yep. That's crazy.
Why should that be a factor in the price of eggs?
I don't know. Texter says, my only speculation about Ali Khalifa is Kentucky didn't have a guaranteed spot and U of L did. I don't think UK offered. Look, if you're Louisville, you won eight games last year. Ali Khalifa is a good pickup. If you're Kentucky, you lost in the first round to Oakland. Maybe Ali Khalifa is a good pickup. Maybe Mark Pope said, no, we can get better. We can get better guy. I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that question because it doesn't make sense that he wouldn't follow Mark Pope to Kentucky.
It doesn't. No. You're going to see in the next. Exactly.
In the next week, you're going to see a couple of these BYU guys, I think, that are going to follow Kentucky. Follow him to Kentucky. Right now, Amari Williams, the 6'10 big man, is transferring. He's down to Kentucky, St. John's, and Mississippi State. I think he's on campus today in Lexington. So we'll see. But Mark Pope, He's in Kentucky now. He's not at BYU. He's shooting for the stars. Recruiting has got to be easier than it is at BYU. All right, we'll take a break. We'll look at the new staff at Kentucky, and I'll give you a couple picks. One will win, one will lose, like it does every week, here on the NBA playoffs. Spears on Sports, presented by Eminem Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by Eminem Cartage. John Spears, Ed Peek in studio. Final segment of the week. Scooter. He's never happy. He's never not happy in the last segment of this show on Friday.
Love the last segment
He's
on a Friday.
Never not happy. Are you golfing today?
Heck no. We got so much rain last night. No, I'm going to go home and do a bunch of nothing.
My least favorite three words? Cart path only.
Yeah.
No, you're going to go home and do a lot of nothing.
It's going to be great.
I think this is nap day.
Definitely nap
day. I played 12 holes of golf yesterday. My back jacked up on me. But day after golf for me, that's nap day.
Nap day.
That's nap day.
I have been informed by Mrs. Peek. I am to be ready in the morning to rise and shine early. We're cleaning the garage.
Oh,
we're redoing. We're manicuring.
I say. I'm not trading with you,
Ed. Can you not just let her know that you have other things that you wanted to do?
Yeah. Well,
use this term? I'm the man.
I do have a funeral tomorrow, so that does get me out. But she says, "Well, when you come home, you'll have plenty."
After the funeral, guess what? You don't get to watch any baseball. You gotta clean the garage.
Clean the garage, do the front yard.
See, I just pay for that stuff.
I was thinking. I'd find a couple guys for hire.
We do pay for most of it, but she has things that she wants done. So,
all right, quickly, the Mark Pope staff, not easy for me to say, is rounding into form. Cody Fuger, he'll bring from BYU. He's supposedly an offensive genius. Jason Hart, who was most recently head coach of NBA G League Unite, will be a recruiting assistant and assistant coach, and recruiting will be one of his main things. And Mark Fox, you might know that name, Ed. He coached Georgia for 9 years, been a 13-year head coach in college basketball, Nevada, Georgia, and California. He was on Georgetown's support staff. He will be an assistant, but he will be a non-recruiting assistant for Mark Pope. Mark Pope's first collegiate job was under Mark Fox at Georgia.
Okay.
So the circle is,
I like that hire.
Come around.
I like that hire for him.
Orlando Antigua, I don't know what's going on here with Big O.
He will not be back at Kentucky.
I felt like he wanted to stay at Kentucky. And I think he did a really good job at Kentucky both times he was there. He didn't want to follow Cal to Fayetteville for whatever reason. Maybe he wasn't invited. Maybe he didn't want to go call the Hogs. Who knows? But Orlando Antigua, right now, really good assistant coach without a job. So we'll see where he ends up. Is he definitely out at Kentucky?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Because they still have a spot. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe Mark Pope has somebody that he knows he's bringing in here. But
if I'm someone,
it's all interesting in the next couple weeks.
If I'm the athletic director at like a D2, D3 school, even NAIA, I'd go out and get Orlando today.
Absolutely.
He'd be a fantastic head coach.
I can't believe Brad Underwood wouldn't call him back. Come back to Illinois. Yep, he did a great job at Illinois.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be Kentucky where he's good. He's been good. He was not a good head coach at South Florida. They just didn't get it done. That's a tough place to recruit. You're going up against Florida, Florida State, Miami, Central Florida. It's not great. But there's all indications are terrific assistant coach, good recruiter as well. So are you surprised that Mark Pope wouldn't bring him on, keep him on? Or did Mark Pope just say, look, clean slate everything?
You mean Antigua?
Yeah.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing up there is they kind of want to get out of the Cal.
Sweep everything up?
Yeah.
Clean the palate, right?
And that was definitely true in Lil when they wanted to clean the palate with Kenny Payne.
I haven't had. Go ahead.
Now, I think they did get not Reese Gaines.
Peyton Siva.
They did. Thank you. Peyton Siva.
And his official title is?
Well,
basically, director of basketball
operations.
Yeah,
right now.
Basically,
does that mean? excuse me, Reese Gaines is out.
I don't know, but Dad's got to show up in his Peyton Siva jersey, right? right.
That's
He's got to show up.
That's true.
The other thing I haven't really touched on: Reed Shepard going to the NBA. We saw it coming. Look, if you thought he was going to stay, as a Kentucky fan, I understand. Keep hope alive. I get that. He was never staying. He's a top right now. Before he goes and works out for these teams, he's a top five draft pick. Even after he works out, if he doesn't show what they want to see, he's still a lottery pick, which is top 14. He's going to be a lottery pick in the NBA draft.
In my opinion, I thought he would come back for one more year.
But the unknown,
because of his parents,
the unknown is what kind of offense are we going to run? We can look at what BYU did last year. How integral is he going to give me the same opportunities that Cal gave me? I think he would, obviously.
Look at what BYU ran last year.
It seems perfect, yes. But it also seems perfect for Big Z, and he left. You know what I mean? I mean, it's
hard to figure. I've
said this forever. These guys want to get to their second NBA contract. And if they stay another year in college, no matter how much money they're making in college, that second contract in the NBA is almost always a max contract.
Right.
You know, tons of millions of dollars a year.
We're talking about teams and the scheme they run, the offense and things of that nature. You watched UConn for what, 3 weeks straight?
I watched them for
too much.
40 games.
How about their offense? Did you notice something in their offense? Did you, Scoot? Did you watch them?
He's quizzing us, Scooter.
Did you watch them much?
I mean, not probably like you're asking me to.
Are you going
to
say movement, motion?
My gosh, they continued to move. Yeah. They kept running the circles, and they were always in the right place at the right time. There was always movement. Now, I have a question for
you. That's talent, but that's also coaching.
Why does not everyone run that offense? Why? I can't figure that one out.
Well, you got to have.
You got to have
the players that are committed to run it. You can't have egos in an offense like that.
I'd love to ask Pat Kelsey what he thinks.
It's hard to have egos in an offense like that because you're not going to be the guy every time down the court.
But right? Boy, it works.
Well, yeah,
it's fun to watch.
They got two rings to prove it worked.
Yeah, it's fun to watch and it works. So
two more rings than Jason Kelsey has.
Wow.
Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see that story?
No.
He lost his Super Bowl ring in a pot of chili.
Oh, now, come on.
He was at, like, some chili cooking event. They had a big pool of chili, and he lost his ring in the pool of chili.
I think the Eagles will probably manufacture him another ring.
He said it's in a landfill somewhere in the tri-state area.
Speaking of Jason Kelsey, NFL draft is in 6 days. How many quarterbacks go in the first round, Scooter?
Five.
I think all six go. I do. Caleb Williams going to go to the Bears. Jaden Daniels going to go to the Commanders. 1-2. I think somebody trades up to get Drake May. Somebody trades up to get J.J. McCarthy. Now you got Michael Penix Jr., who I love, by the way. I think he goes. I think Bo Nix goes in the first round.
Is there only
somewhere
six?
In the late first round? Only. Six quarterbacks is a ton of quarterbacks to go in the first round.
No, I mean in the whole draft, how many? There's more than
six. Oh, there's more than six. Yeah. But I think these six guys all go in the first round. You're probably going to end up being right, like you usually are on this show, where it's five. Because I don't know if it'll be Nix or Penix that drops to the second round, but I think one of them probably will.
It'll be Penix.
But it would not surprise me to have these six guys picked in the first round. That starts next Thursday,
I'm disappointed in you guys. I'm really disappointed.
Who am I leaving out?
You didn't include Jack Plummer or former Kentucky quarterback.
We're not talking about
Devin Leary.
Devin Leary.
We're talking about the NFL, Ed, not the CFL.
not the UFL. Not the UFL. So
by the way,
I'll talk more about that next week.
Well, what do you
I haven't watched. I've haven't watched accidentally it. Come across. You know, sometimes you're sitting at home and you say, let's see what's on ESPN. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, UFL.
They do have neat, colorful uniforms.
They're very. The games are very low scoring.
Yeah,
oh, that's not good.
Which is not good for an upstart league. You want a touchdown on every possession in an upstart league. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he wants these guys scoring, man.
Absolutely.
Before I get to baseball, Jontay Porter, banned for life from the NBA. See ya. as Scooter would say.
Wow. Banned for life.
Can't bet on your own props.
He bet millions of dollars, allegedly. And I guess they got proof because they banned him for life. And he gave inside information to other gamblers. You know, he took himself out of games.
Well, quick
on
question.
On his over-unders, bet under on my points tonight because I think I'm going to be sick in the first quarter.
Quick question here. How many times do you think that has happened since gambling has been legalized? But is that a problem we're going to have to face in the future?
It happens. I mean,
it'll happen. 38
states now. 38 states have legalized sports gaming. So it's only natural that's going to happen if you live in one of those states or if you play in one of those states.
Yeah, well, it's only natural.
It's going to happen. Whether you tell your butt, whether I'm a player and I say, Ed, run down to the local parlor here and bet $100, $200, $1,000 on whoever we're playing tonight because we got a guy hurt that nobody knows about. He's not going to play a lot of minutes. It happens. It's got to happen.
Oh, yeah. No question.
The problem with Jontay Porter is he made it too obvious what was going on here. I mean, when the player prop bets are more than the game bet itself on an under on your minutes or your points and rebounds, and then you take yourself out because your eye hurts or you're under the weather, it's just a super red flag. And then they investigate, and then they find out.
Well, now, having some states say—
His brother is Michael Porter Jr., the Nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did he know this was going on?
He doesn't think that Jonte did it.
Oh, he's so naive. Come on. He's so naive. We got 1 minute?
1 minute.
You're kidding me.
I'm
going to give you Chicago tonight. Jimmy Butler not playing. I'm taking the Bulls on the road. Jimmy got that knee injury. I'm taking the 2.5 there. The winner gets Boston, by the way. And then Sacramento, New Orleans. I'm taking the road team again here. Sacramento's a slight favorite. Zion not playing. Hamstring injury in his first game of the playoffs. Loser out of this one. Winner gets Oklahoma City. So give me both road teams tonight. What you got, quickly?
Are the Reds dead?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Scooch.
They're dead if they have to go to Seattle again. Other than that, they're fine.
They're in trouble.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you Monday. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.